I'd like you to begin by directing your attention to your own breathing, without necessarily trying to influence it in any way. Simply notice everything you can about the process of drawing in and then releasing each breath. Usually the easiest things to notice are sensations of movement, and they may be most pronounced in the rib cage. Or there may be movement all the way up in the shoulders, exhibiting a gentle tendency of rising slightly as the breath is drawn in, settling back as the breath is released. Or there may be movement all the way down in the abdominal region, exhibiting a similar tendency, rising or extending outward as the breath enters the body, settling back as the breath is released. As you watch these patterns of movement, you may notice the rate with which you're breathing. That will likely change over time. If it's quiet enough, you may notice the sounds of your own breathing. But most importantly, what I encourage you to notice is the degree to which your breathing is regular, rhythmic. Now here's where that first guideline comes into play, because it's not about establishing an idealized pace or cadence for the breath to follow. Rather, it's about following the breath, allowing the body to make the changes it needs, and just observing the changes in the pace and cadence of your own breathing. As you enter the earliest stages of relaxation, you may notice at some point that your breathing begins to become smoother, more regular, rhythmic. And when that occurs, you may also notice it becoming more efficient, typically by drawing in a slightly larger volume with each breath. Therefore, you need to breathe less often. The breathing becomes slower and deeper. And the best evidence of a deeper breath is increased movement in the abdominal region and the relative absence of movement in the shoulders, so that there may be an almost wave-like process in the abdominal region, rising as the breath enters the body, settling back as the breath is released. Just observe the process of breathing in and breathing out. Now, whatever pattern you happen to notice in your own breathing right now, I'd like you to look within each breath for the next several and see if you can identify the exact moment that you begin to exhale, and notice what follows. What I'm encouraging you to observe is that the process of releasing a breath is inherently free of effort. There is no work whatsoever for you at this point. And I draw your attention to this for two reasons. The first is it demonstrates that there is always a nearly perfect model for the process of relaxation within yourself, within the breath. Now, when I use that term, relaxation, I'm talking about very specific changes in mind and body, in which the body becomes progressively calmer, less tense, less aroused. The mind tends to become quieter, yet continues to observe. This is what we mean with the term relaxation. And there are a number of very different ways of producing this relaxation effect very quickly but they all rest on the same foundation, which is that the process of becoming relaxed, of inducing these changes in mind and body, is inherently free of effort. That's why the first guideline is so important. Don't try to relax. The other reason I draw your attention to the outflowing breath is this. Once you're able to allow the breathing to settle in to a smooth and regular rhythm of its own choosing, and you can maintain that pattern more or less for as little as 4 or 5 minutes, you are very likely to activate a reflex built into the brain that sends a series of signals through specialized nerves that reach virtually every internal organ of the body, including the miles and miles of blood vessels. And each instruction commands some part of the body to shift, to relax, to adjust to a lower level of activity. And for some reason, these signals arrive and produce their effects during the moments of the outflowing breath, so that at some point you may feel the body responding, relinquishing unnecessary activity, breath by breath. Just continue to watch the movement of the breath as you breathe in and breathe out. You may be able to accomplish everything you desire in terms of becoming relaxed and quieting the mind with nothing more than some simple breathing techniques. But I want to show you a variety of approaches.